14 years ago in 2001, Bishop Harrington appointed me the assistant vocation director of the Diocese of Winona. And I had two main responsibilities. For 9 years, I directed Quo Vadis Days, our vocation summer camp for young men who might be interested in the priesthood. And I also visited Catholic schools throughout the diocese, talking to our young people about vocations. And it's always a great joy to be in our Catholic schools and to visit with our young people. And when I would begin my talk with the grade school students or the junior high students, I would always begin by first about talking about the word vocation, that beautiful word vocation, which comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call or a calling. So once we know what vocation is, a call or a calling, I would say, well, who's doing the calling? The IRS, the credit card company, the telemarketers, the judge for jury duty, who's doing the calling? The Pope, the bishop, who's calling? And they would quickly say, the God is doing the calling. And I would always quickly add, through the church, that God is on the other end of the phone, but the cell phone is the church. God always uses the church as the instrument by which he calls us. And then I would ask them, once we know that vocation means a calling and that God is doing the calling, then I would say, true or false? Everyone in the world is called by God to be the exact same thing. And right away they would say, false. That's absolutely false, Father. They're now, obviously, we're not all called to be the same thing. Some are called to be married, and some are called to be priests, and some are called to be nuns. And I would say I have something radical, shocking, and unexpected to tell you. God is calling everyone in the world to be the exact same thing. And they would say, what? No, he's not. I said, here is the truth. God is calling everyone in the world to be the exact same thing. So if that's true, what could it be? Well, I would say God is calling everyone in the world to be holy, right? No exceptions to that. God is calling everyone in the world to do good and avoid evil. No exceptions to that, is there? God is calling everyone in the world to be a saint. There's no exceptions. God is calling everyone in the world to know, to love, and to serve Jesus. There's no exceptions to that. God is calling everyone in the world to be baptized. Jesus says in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not will be condemned. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not will be condemned. Jesus is calling everyone to be baptized, to enter into intimacy in the divine life that Jesus shares with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The church calls this, there's an official term for this, I didn't make this up. The church teaches that this is the universal call to holiness. The universal call to holiness. Universal meaning the whole universe, everyone, call, a vocation to be holy. Everybody's called to be holy. Everyone's vocation story begins with our baptism. That's when God first called us to be holy. In baptism, he set us apart from the world for himself. In baptism, he called us and consecrated us for his particular plan for us. I was baptized way, way back in the 70s. And my baptismal certificate is pretty cool. It was something probably pretty typical that they were doing in the 70s. There's a huge paragraph on my baptismal certificate. It's like a Vatican document, which nobody reads. On my baptismal certificate, it goes on and on and on and on. But whoever wrote it was trying to put on the whole theology of all the sacraments onto this baptismal certificate. And it's really beautiful. It really is so beautiful. It begins with my full baptismal name. So it has my full baptismal name, and then it says, has been chosen and called to be a child of God through holy baptism by the goodness of God and his inscrutable decree. That's just the first sentence. Isn't that beautiful? So it has my name, has been chosen and called to be a child of God. There it is, right on my baptismal certificate. That is my first vocation. That is everyone's vocation. Now, as you know, Pope Francis has declared this a special year for consecrated religious life, a year to pray for and to highlight the awareness of nuns and sisters, monks and brothers and priests who consecrate themselves to God through the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. But holiness is not just for them. It's for everybody. The universal vocation to holiness. One day a roving reporter stuck a microphone in Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta's face and said, "What's it like to be a living saint?" And Mother Teresa, typically, how beautiful Mother Teresa, she said, holiness isn't just for me, it's for everyone, even you, sir. Yep, holiness is for everyone. Mother Teresa's consecration to God didn't begin when she took vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Her consecration to God began in baptism, as it does for all of us. We are all consecrated to God in our baptism. We are consecrated, made holy, that's what that word means. We are consecrated, made holy in our baptism to be a beloved son, a beloved daughter. In baptism, God says to us for the first time, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter." Many of you remember and knew Father Joe Keefe, a priest of our beautiful Diocese of Winona. Father Joe Keefe was the first priest to anoint me with the sacrament of the sick. And I remember when Father Joe Keefe was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease just a couple years ago. Very slowly, everything was taken away from me. He couldn't say Mass, and he couldn't hear confessions, and he couldn't baptize, and he couldn't anoint the sick anymore. And then he couldn't communicate. He couldn't talk anymore, and he could only communicate by, he tried to type or write for us what he was thinking. And one of the most beautiful things I remember that he said, that he wrote, that he typed, was that he said, "My greatest dignity is to be a child of God. And nothing can take that away. My greatest dignity is to be a child of God. And nothing can take that away. No matter what happens, no matter how difficult things are, no matter what the Lord takes away, no matter what crosses we're asked to share in, we are always and for everywhere a beloved son, our daughter of the Father." That is our most important vocation, to be a child of God. God called us to be his son or daughter in baptism. That is the vocation to which God is calling all of us from all eternity. May the Lord give us the courage to embrace that vocation generously and to be faithful to our vocation as sons and daughters. And so from this moment, I abandon myself to his most holy will. Amen.